Before adding our thoughts to the substantive discussion, I join others in offering the United States' deepest condolences to the families and loved ones of those killed and affected by the heinous terrorist attack in Moscow last Friday. Chair, the United States remains committed to strengthening and upholding the nuclear nonproliferation and disarmament regimes to ensure they remain strong and unwavering. We fully support the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty's objective of a world without nuclear weapons, and we remain committed to our Article 6 obligation to pursue negotiations in good faith on effective measures relating to cessation of the nuclear arms race at an early date and to nuclear disarmament. Let me reiterate that in that connection that the United States and its allies consider that nuclear weapons, for as long as they continue to exist, should only serve defensive purposes, deter aggression, and prevent war and coercion. Like the distinguished Italian ambassador noted last Tuesday in reaction to the panel presentation, we fully subscribe to the view expressed in the statement of January 3, 2022, by the five NPT nuclear weapon states that a nuclear war cannot be won and must never be fought. The United States also believes nuclear disarmament is best pursued through an incremental approach. This approach has resulted in a U.S. stockpile that reflects a nearly 90% reduction from its maximum level during the Cold War. Our preference is to focus on concrete areas in which we can work together toward our shared disarmament objectives. This, in our view, is what is meant by the NPT's Article 6 language on effective measures. We interpret the NPT's Article 6 effective measures as arms control measures designed to achieve this goal practically and step by step, taking into account the prevailing security environment. For us, arms control measures must be pursued in a way that preserves our security and that of our allies, are reciprocal, and capable of being verified. Given that perspective, we do not view the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons as complementary to the NPT or an effective measure toward disarmament, nor does the United States view the TPNW as changing the legal obligations we have with respect to nuclear weapons, or that it contributes to the development of customary international law. Chair, one practical step that we could take now is for the nuclear weapon states to provide greater transparency into their nuclear programs, as the United States has done in the NPT review process, and to engage with one another to reduce the risk of nuclear conflict. The United States remains committed to both, and we hope others will encourage the more reluctant nuclear weapon states to demonstrate a similar commitment. We will continue encouraging Russia and China to take us up on our willingness, as expressed by U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, to engage in substantive bilateral arms control discussions without preconditions. Without preconditions does not mean without accountability for compliance with those agreements that already exist. It goes almost without saying that any disarmament treaty of value must be verifiable and that compliance begins with existing arms control obligations for which the parties must be held accountable. In this regard, we would like to stress the importance of the Treaty on Outer Space, Article 4 of which prohibits the placement into orbit of weapons of mass destruction to include nuclear weapons. The United States has already begun considering approaches to help ensure that countries cannot deploy nuclear weapons into orbit undetected. As the distinguished ambassador of Japan stated, the United States and Japan are co-penning a UN Security Council resolution reaffirming compliance with the Outer Space Treaty, announced and consulted upon last week in New York. Chair, there are additional steps we could take toward the objectives of Agenda Item 1. We will spare no effort to secure a decision to launch long overdue negotiations on a fissile material cutoff treaty, which is directly relevant to nuclear arms racing. Pending entry into force of the CTBT, it is essential that nuclear weapon states observe moratoria on nuclear explosive testing and support the continued development and long-term sustainment of the CTBTO PREPCOM's monitoring capabilities. We can also tackle the challenges that will occur in nuclear disarmament through initiatives like the International Partnership for Nuclear Disarmament Verification, or IPNDV, which a number of delegates have mentioned, which is this year celebrating its 10th anniversary. The IPNDV will allow for international verification once reductions have progressed to a point where complete disarmament becomes possible. Importantly, all of these steps are built on the framework provided by the NPT, which remains the cornerstone of the nuclear nonproliferation regime and the essential foundation for progress on nuclear disarmament. participation in the NPT review process and associated efforts to strengthen the implementation of this essential treaty are themselves contributions toward a world without nuclear weapons. Chair, Russia's unilateral aggression against Ukraine and irresponsible nuclear rhetoric, China's nuclear buildup, the DPRK's defiance of myriad UN Security Council resolutions, and Iran's nuclear and ballistic missile programs and unarmed aerial vehicle shipments to Russia run counter to the practical steps I've outlined for progress toward irreversible, verifiable, and transparent nuclear disarmament. I must also respond to several comments that were completely unfounded, as made by the Russian delegate last Thursday. Russia alone is responsible for invading its neighbor in brazen violation of the UN Charter and continuing to perpetuate aggression against Ukraine. The untenable situation at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant is due entirely to Russia's unprovoked invasion and flagrant disregard for nuclear safety and security. The best way to restore and maintain nuclear safety and security at that plant is for Russia to withdraw completely and unconditionally from the facility and return its control to the competent Ukrainian authorities. And finally, the United States rejects the so-called referenda and sham elections conducted in temporarily Russian-occupied parts of Ukraine. Colleagues, we must pursue our work in the arena of arms control not in spite of these security concerns, but because of them. There's much work that can be done to fulfill our common objectives on this topic, including here at the CD. I hope that we will find our resolve to undertake it. Thank you.